Hey everyone, welcome to a new episode of the Iceberg Lounge.
4 years in the making.
Yeah, this episode's 4 years in the making. We are your hosts. I'm Thomas Engel, and with me is Randy Dobbins.
I like potatoes.
He likes potatoes. And so today we're talking about an episode that is 4 years in the making. We're talking about the Five Kings theory in Fortnite Battle Royale. So we haven't made a Fortnite episode in a while, probably since the Batman collab, but
we'll probably make one when the Marvel ones come out.
Exactly.
So look forward to that this summer.
And so we're talking about the Five Kings theory, which goes back to chapter 1, season 7, when the Ice King invades the Battle Royale Island. And so basically inside of the Ice King's castle, you have a table. And I just also want to make this statement. We came out with this theory before anyone else.
Like 2018.
Like literally no one has started talking about this until chapter 3. We've been talking about it since chapter 1, just we haven't made an official statement about it, but that's our official statement. Anyway, there was a table in the Ice...
By the way, I want to point out this whole conversation that we had when we first got this took place in Playground, which is no longer around.
Yeah, it's now...
Battle Labs.
Battle Labs now. What was Playground mode? And so there's a table with a bunch of seats. And so one of them obviously is bigger than the others, and it represented the Ice King's seat.
Yeah, there was 5 seats.
Yeah, and so one of them was the Ice King. One of the seats was dumped over.
And so we, at the time, we theorized this could be the, who was called the prisoner, we called the Fire King.
The Fire King, and that's who was imprisoned by the Ice King underneath his castle. So it just seemed to have made sense. They had a disagreement. And he got...
Something happened between them having the disagreement and him throwing in the... To be frozen.
Yeah, to be frozen solid, yeah. And so... And then there are the 3 other seats that were still sitting normal, but slightly facing the Ice King. So, I feel the Ice King was maybe
the leader.
The leader, the top.
Or, it could be, to me, it could be that, or it's just, this is his...
Yeah, so they would be...
Or so they would be facing him, kind of a...
Respect thing.
Yeah.
Because that's his domain, yeah. Yeah. And so we started talking about what if...
There are multiple kings of... I mean, honestly, at the time, we thought, who knows what.
Yeah. And now if we look back, there's only very few characters that are labeled as kings. So... We have, as of chapter 3, season 2, me and Randy have come up with 4 of the 5 seats currently. You have Ice King, you have the prisoner, which is the Fire King, you have, what's his name?
The Mushroom King?
The Mushroom King.
Oh, I can't think of his name.
Hey, I can't think of his name, but it's the mushroom dude that we got the special pickaxe for because of all of the logins messed ups. And then we now have the Cube King. Now, if people don't know, the baddie of
chapter two
was the Cube Queen. And so at the end, towards the end of the Cube Queens, you know, in the end event, you saw more ships and a huge ship about to come in before the island flipped and shut out. So at this point, I was like, there has to be a Cube King. If there's a Cube Queen, why would there not be a Cube King?
Because when we had this conversation, I had brought up, well, there is a Ice King, there's an Ice Queen, and then they have a daughter.
Exactly.
In game, in lore, is a skin.
Exactly. And so we thought maybe that big ship that was coming in housed the Cube King. That's what I thought at the time, up until Chapter 3, Season 2.
Until we looked at the Battle Pass.
Yeah, you look at the Battle Pass, and you see the Origin, which is a member of the Seven. And you saw a lot of stuff related to the Cube around him.
Yeah, so we thought, well, maybe, you know, he has something to do with the Cube. Well, when I got back from Disney, we went out to eat, and Thomas looked up the lyrics to the Origins
anthem.
Song.
Yeah. And it literally talked about him being the King of the Cubes. And basically the story was, he was the King of the Cubes until he realized that the Cubes were corrupting thing. Like, was corrupting them. And so he ended up leaving, coming, getting captured by
the IO,
the Imagined Order. He ended up, I think, escaping, if I remember the lyrics right, and he ended up joining up with the IO.
The Seven.
The Seven.
The Seven, I think, reached out a hand.
Yeah, and he took it, becomes the member of the Seven, and then changed his name to the Origin. And it's because in his bio it says his reality still lives. Because technically he is from the last reality. And so now you have Kingdom of Ice, Kingdom of Fire, I would say Kingdom of Earth, which would, I would say, represent the island.
Yeah.
And then you have a Kingdom of Darkness, which is represented by the Cube King, which turned good.
So that's four.
Which could, I just thought about this, could be why his skin is blue.
I didn't even think about that.
Because the only good cube that we know of is Blevin.
Yeah, and I didn't even think about that.
And so, I was still, because even though he is technically the King of the Cubes, I would consider him a good king.
Yeah.
And so the only thing I feel like that would be left is like the Kingdom of Light. And that's the only king that hasn't been shown yet.
And see, who I think he would represent is the in-between and the butterfly and stuff like that.
Exactly.
And
almost maybe a King of the Zero Point, almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I want to bring up something that I had brought up to you.
Yeah, go ahead.
About, if you really think about it, since early chapter one, there has been a set called the Fort
Knots. Yep.
And so we were first introduced to them there. And I was telling Thomas here, you sit down and think about it, there are five knots. Wait a minute, there are six.
There's six.
I think one's missing. No, wait. Let me look this up real quick.
But anyway, going back, and so now we have this last king that me and Randy are trying to figure out possibly who. I think it's gonna represent Light. Because it would make sense. I feel like the Mushroom King is kind of the in-between of the two sides. Because you have fire and ice, which are opposite. You have earth, which I would say would be a neutral ground.
Yeah.
And then you would have light and darkness. Now, who are is there going to be a light king revealed, or whatever would technically be the opposite of corruption, possibly, would be the king of that, maybe?
Yeah. Okay, so I do remember, yeah, there is one, two, three, four, five, six.
There are six, okay.
One's not in the fandom.
So, I think the, because I feel like corruption, would relate to destruction, so the opposite would be light.
Purification.
Purification or creation.
Yeah.
Which would
be the zero point.
Would be the zero point because technically in the Lord, the zero point is the source for all reality.
So there are five kings. You got fire and ice, which are enemies, dark and light, and then
you would have a neutral ground, which would be earth. Yeah. Which would represent the island where battling on.
Yeah. So I want to talk about the knights.
Let's talk about the knights. Let's
There's the Black Knight.
Black Knight.
The Red Knight.
All right.
The Royal Knight. Ultima Knight. And Dark Red Knight. And then there is the Eternal Knight.
Now, the Dark Red Knight, is it basically the same as the Red Knight, but just like corrupted? Because if so, then you can count as...
See, there's Dark Red Knight, there's Red Knight.
Okay, I feel they are... I feel like...
There are horns on top.
I feel like they are the same, but that is a Kevin corrupted Red Knight.
Okay, so...
There is five kings.
Yeah.
Except for... The reason why is there just five is because Red Knight got corrupted by Kevin, and the Dark Red Knight exists.
Okay, there are five.
Which then, the Dark Red Knight would be the Knight
of the
cubes.
Yeah, so there's Black, there's also Blue Squire.
Which could represent the Ice Kingdom.
Yeah.
It's just throwing that out there that it's interesting that there is five knights. There's five kings.
Plus one squire.
Plus one squire.
Because it's funny that there are, it lines up like that. It's kind of, to me, it's almost as if Fortnite is like, they haven't done this in a while because they're much more open now. But back during chapter one,
yeah,
they were basically like very like
secretive with the story.
Not that they didn't put the story out there like they are now.
Yeah, they really were more tight-lipped about things.
Yeah, because really we didn't know what there was. The government, we didn't know who they were. Now we know that's basically the IO.
Yeah, the IO. Yeah.
So now it's just. Who represents who?
Exactly. And I feel like these five kings, it's almost a bigger battle than what people think. It's a battle for control because if you control the zero point, you control every universe ever.
Yes.
So you would be the king over literally everything.
Yeah.
And so that's why I feel like you have all of these attacks coming to the island is specifically for the zero point, whether that's consuming it like Galactus or controlling it. Because I feel if Galactus fully consume the zero point, he would be
unstoppable.
Unstoppable in the Marvel universe, DC universe. He would be able to go in and do whatever he wants in every universe.
Yes. I will say this. You brought this up when we was talking about the Knights. Blue Squire.
Yeah, Blue Squire.
I don't think he would belong to Ice King.
Who do you think it belonged to?
The Origin. There's only two characters we know that have blue to them. Blue, the Ice King, Origin.
Or the Origin, yeah. True, they could go to either.
I feel like... Because it's one of those things where we might have to do a part two. Figuring out who these knights belong to. Because if you think about it, they really just did this, like, Blue Knight, Blue Squire, and maybe Red Knight came out season 2. I know Black Knight, I think, was season 2, because he was a tier 100.
Yeah, Ultimate Knight was season X. Yeah.
And then the only one that's not came out in chapter one was the Eternal.
Yeah, the Eternal Knight.
And I think Eternal...
Do you think that could be representative of the Zero Point?
That's what I was about to say, because dang, she's the only one that has the, her armor glows.
Exactly.
And think, because Eternal, like...
And we got her during the season where the Spire was at.
Yeah. Think about it. Eternal means, everlasting, right? It lives forever. Zero Point.
Yeah, the Zero Point.
It's been here for thousands of years.
In the lore, since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
Literally, it began time. So... Yeah, we will dig deeper. If we add anything more to this theory, we will do a part two. But in our Spotify question, what are your thoughts on this theory? Do you have any information that you want to add to this theory that you think will be good?
Or who do you think, which knot belongs to which king?
Yeah. So, tell us that. In our Spotify question, and we will talk about it in our next episode.
Want more content from me and Randy? Go check us out on Twitch at Iceberg Gaming TTV and It's K-Town Gaming, where we stream multiple games live.
We are also on YouTube at Thomas RJ Engel and K-Town Gaming. We play 3 games and have other content for you to enjoy. If you want to follow us on social media, all of them will be in the details of this episode. Support us at patreon.com/TRJI, where you can get our content first before anyone. If you are unable to invest in us monetarily, then you can by following, leaving reviews, chatting with us, liking, commenting, and sharing. Thank you for the support.
Thank you for listening to the Iceberg Lounge. Don't forget to give us a follow, leave us a review, and share this episode. Know God loves you and we love you, and always remember, all to God. See you in the next episode.